Government has committed an additional 150 million cedis to fight HIV and AIDS. Speaking at the 2014 Partnership Forum of the Ghana AIDS Commission in Accra, the chairman of the commission, Pakwesi Misasa, who was represented, said government will engage in high-level advocacy and also avail itself to provide the kind of political leadership required to achieve set targets, especially getting to zero levels in relation to mother-to-child transmission. Irabna Paha and Richard Terrier have the details.
As part of the mandate to coordinate the national HIV and AIDS response, the Ghana AIDS Commission in November each year conveys a partnership forum to review progress on the implementation of HIV and AIDS programs and activities. This year's forum, which is focusing on getting to zero and accelerating the national response towards the MDGs on health, is looking at current updates on the results of the midterm review from 2011 to 2015. Vice President Mr. Arthur is the chairman of the Ghana AIDS Commission. He was represented by the Trade and Industry Minister, Murtala Mohammed.
Innovation is the key to ensuring that the response does not suffer and lives are not lost. The government will continue with its high-level advocacy on issues related to HIV and provide the political leadership required to ensure that we achieve a situation where HIV and AIDS are virtually eliminated in Ghana. The post-2015 strategic direction of one, ensuring that at least 90% of Ghanaians know their HIV status, ensuring that 90% of Ghanaians who are diagnosed HIV positive, particularly women, are on sustained antiretroviral treatment, and ensuring that 90% of those on antiretroviral have an undetectable viral load.
Despite challenges, especially finance, the Ghana AIDS Commission recorded some progress. Angela Eladas is the Director General of the Commission.
In our quest for zero, Ghana has made significant progress towards the achievement of the Millennium Development Goals 4, 5, and 6. We have recorded consistent declining trends in general adult prevalence of HIV over the past decade. The relatively low prevalence of 1.3 translates into 224,488 persons living with HIV and AIDS in Ghana, of which 15.4% are children. We have seen a consistent reduction in new HIV infections from a baseline of 25,000 in 2009 to 7,812 new infections in 2013. We have achieved at least 76% coverage of PMTCT services for pregnant women.